Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio for Monday, June 29, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com currently has more than 400 members. We are growing stronger every day. This show is designed to share information about our members and their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience and the world. June is Jobs for Youth Month. On ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com, we've been sharing information on this show, on our CBBN site, and on our Blog Talk site regarding jobs and training for youth. We're going to make this an ongoing commitment as a part of our mission for ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com. It would also become part of our ongoing thing for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio nationwide. So please join us in this campaign by providing any information you have on training and jobs for youth. As we branch out into different venues, we want to stay true to our mission, which is to initiate a grassroots business-to-business service designed to assist the individual business owner in his or her efforts to reach the next level of service and growth in the marketplace. But we want to say that if you are part of a nonprofit or have connections with organizations involved in jobs and training programs for youth between the ages of 16 and 25, please have them contact me, your host, Sonia Perdue. We would love to have them on the show. My telephone number is 312-239-8835. We're located in Chicago, but we would like to provide job training information nationwide. We don't want to leave any stone unturned. Anyone that we can get this information out to, that's what we want to do. Our calling number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. To request that we open your mic so that you can speak to our guests, if you have a question, if you'd like to speak to me, you simply need to press 1 and we will bring you on the air. We will state the last 4 digits of your telephone number and say, caller, you are on the air, and that will let you know that your mic is live. So listen for the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Today's show is a very special show. Joining us on CBBN for Blog Talk Radio is Carl Erickson. Mr. Erickson has obtained a design patent for a new chess variant, King's Battlefield, and we will let him explain the terms design patent and chess variant. But chess has gone to a new level. And if you have ever, ever, ever wanted to be part of a movement at the beginning of the movement, then this may be your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. King's Battlefield is going to move across the country at the speed of light. The new game packages were just completed this week and are ready for delivery. So get ready, America. Here comes King's Battlefield. Now, our chat room is open. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Now, did you get your Michael Jackson fix in today? No? Well, take a deep breath. Get your little boy Michael Jackson, and we'll be right back with Carl Erickson after we listen to this. We want to thank you so, so much for joining us. Well, you got your Michael fix in for today. I started listening to Michael Day and couldn't stop. This is Sonya Perdue, your host for Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio. Before we go to Carl Erickson, the inventor of King's Battlefield, we have one more announcement. We want to do a shout-out and a big thank you to Christelle, who was on our show last week. You can listen to our interview in its entirety by simply clicking play on her episode on our show page. You'll see her pictures, and you'll see some choices there. One of them, all you do is select play, and it will rerun the entire episode. We also want to thank our promoter for putting the show together for us. Jackie of Coda Grooves Entertainment can be reached at 612-508-7527. Jackie is booking all major names in music, entertainment, and fashion. She does it all. Jackie also offers artist management, development, PR, and promotion. Crystal's and Jackie's information is posted on Blog Talk on our page. Our guest for today is Carl Erickson, inventor of King's Battle. We're going to talk to Mr. Erickson about what it takes to become an inventor and the strategies for this new chess game. This is a big deal, people, in America. So let's welcome Mr. Erickson to the air. Mr. Erickson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing this evening?
Great. And I wish to thank you for inviting me on your show.
It's our pleasure to have you. Let's just start going with this. I've already got a game, folks, and I'm getting another one. So let's just start at the beginning. Mr. Erickson, let's talk about how did this concept of King's Battlefield come about? How did you set this goal? Where did this come from?
Well, it's been a long time coming, actually. The original concept of the game was originally began back in 1998 and originally was named King's Quest. And actually, the board game, the design of the board was designed with two variants in mind, and the second one was going to originally be released after the first one as King's Battlefield. But when I went to get the registered trademark for the name of King's Quest, it was already taken by a computer game that came out in 1989. So at that point, what I decided to do was just go ahead and get the name for King's Battlefield, and then just combine in the new revised rule book. Both variants are actually incorporated into the new book. The second one, I just recently made a revision about 2 weeks ago and gave it an actual name, and it's going to be called Queen's Honor. Basically, the premise behind that is more or less to introduce a variant that has more or less a chivalry type thing where you're protecting the woman rather than the man. And out of all the chess variants that are on the market or ever been introduced on the market, this is would be the very first one, to my knowledge, that it's actually geared towards protecting the queen rather than the king.
Well, I'm excited about that. I like that concept. It's about time, don't you think? I really do think it's about time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it was you who came up with that, Carl. Now, we're speaking to Carl Erickson, inventor of King's Battlefield. If you're on the line and you have a question for Mr. Erickson, press 1 and we'll bring you on the line. We're going to ask him a couple of more questions before we go to the callers. Now, this has been quite a long process. Now, as I remember doing my research, you had to get a copyright for the rule book. You also had to get a copyright for the game board. And this all began in 1999, correct?
In 1998 is when I first designed the board and came up with the concept for the game. And at that point, I had a handwritten rule book. In 2003 is when I actually had it typed and printed into a spiral-bound book and had it registered, copyrighted at Patent Office, Trademark Copyright in D.C. in 2003. And then the next phase to protect everything was to seek a design patent for the board design, and that was granted in October 9th of 2007. And then the third phase was going for a registered trademark for the name, which wound up being granted a certificate on April 7th of 2009 for the King's Battlefield name.
I get you. And I want to say to any inventors, would-be inventors that may be listening, all these steps are very important for your own protection, aren't they, Carl, protect your product.
Yes, very much, and basically keep everything under wraps. There are companies out there that portray themselves as like invention marketing companies, which I've had experience with those through trial and error. And basically, if you're not prepared to deal with the type of money that they're asking for, which is, to be honest with you, is too much anyway, and if you have a good product, it could wind up being stolen from you, because if you can't come up with the money within a year's time, once you sign that disclosure statement with those companies, then after a year, they can run off with your product. So with this project, I didn't go that route, and I just was patient and just about made, you know, bowled my time and just saved up money, put a little bit at a time, and just did one step at a time, so that way I could get it all fully protected without running into any problems of it being stolen.
And that's one of the reasons that, you know, I like to share this type of information with our listeners, Carl, because to avoid, I mean, we can learn without going through the process. You must protect yourself out here, no matter who you're dealing with and what you're doing. You must use due diligence in everything that you do. And when you give that information out, as you say, people can do what they want to with it. They can do exactly what they want to with it. Let's talk about the game a little bit, Carl. We're on the line with the inventor of King's Battlefield, Carl Erickson. Now, you say that King's Battlefield is the ultimate chess challenge. Tell us how, Carl.
Yes, actually, I have another slogan for that also. It's only the brave play. The slogan of the Ultimate Chess Challenge was tagged with the King's Quest version, which probably using that, I'm going to use that same tagline with the Queen's Honors game variant, which is included, like I said, in the new revised rule book that's going to be with the official release. And with the King's Battlefield, I came up with the slogan of only the brave play. And that's kind of like a revert to like a little psychological challenge, like when we were younger and kids would dare you to play this, or, you know, you might say something like, oh, you're too scared to play, or you're chicken. So it kind of like gives a psychological taunt to get your interest to play the game. And which is the whole object, because once they play it, they're going to, you know, the feedback so far has been 100% positive as far as players enjoying the game better than traditional chess.
Well, I have the original King's Quest, and the feedback, we have game night at home, and at the end of every month, and the feedback has been very positive. They never, you know, they kind of thrown it back because it is different. It's something that's different, but let me put it to you, and then I'll respond. Is it simple to learn?
Yes. If you already are familiar with traditional chess, there's only two new pieces within the game, which is quite easy to pick up on, and that's the prince and the princess. The prince moves the same way as the king does, but it can move up to three spaces at a time, and it cannot be placed into what's considered a check move because it's not the king. And then you have your princess, which moves the same as a queen, but basically has half the power of the queen, so it can only move up to 10 spaces at a time. And the pawns, or in my game it's called foot soldiers, would move up the four spaces on the first opening move. And if the king is placed into what's considered a checkmate move and your prince is still on the board, then that would become the new king, and then that must be captured also to complete winning the game. And if your queen is captured, your princess has the option of being crowned as the new queen. But there's a thinking move involved with that, whereas if you touch a piece or move a piece first before making the exchange, then your princess would remain a princess for the rest of the game. But there is still your traditional redemption row, which is the last full set of eight squares on the row on your ranks that will be your redemption row for the foot soldiers or the pawns.
Okay. So basically it's chess with a few extra pieces, a few extra moves, and but the basic, anyone with a basic understanding of chess can play this game.
Right, and the new players that have never played chess but were interested in playing chess, they could just learn this game just as well as learning the traditional. It's just that it's a more challenging game because you are playing with more pieces. I didn't mention it yet, but you're playing with twice as many pieces as you are with a conventional chess game. And so therefore it's much more complex as far as developing your strategy and dealing with more pieces. But however, can state this, that other people that have played it, and I also had noticed it myself during the development of the game, is that once you've played this and get some slight mastery of the game as far as playing it with comfortability as you would with traditional chess, that if you go back to playing traditional chess, your actual traditional chess game is much stronger because you're dealing with a much smaller board and a smaller focus area. But it makes your regular traditional chess game stronger.
It does make you think. It certainly does make you think a little bit more. Tell me this. This is one moment. This is Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. We're speaking with Carl Erickson, the inventor of King's Battlefield, and he's sharing some information with us about what it takes to become an inventor, some of the technicalities and the strategies for his new chess variant, King's Battlefield. Tell us, how many pieces are there exactly? How many game pieces are there?
Well, since you're playing with twice as many pieces, the conventional chess has 16 pieces per side for each player, and this one would entail you having 32 pieces for each player. So it's a total of 64 playing pieces on the board at one time.
Okay. Now, there's some new terms that are being introduced in King's Battlefield, and I'll give you a term, and you can share the meaning with our listening audience. Mm-hmm. One of those I saw, and I'm not sure if this is carrying over from King's Quest, was escape.
Yes. Escape would be... that would be... compared to traditional chess, that would be the castling move. When you're doing a traditional castling move, it just has a different term called the escape. So
okay.
It's basically the king is escaping. Some other terms that are a little bit different, instead of saying check, I've adopted the term of confrontation. And when you win the game, instead of saying checkmate, you just announce the name of the game, King's Battlefield. And then you have the terms for the, if your king is captured and basically killed and your prince is becoming the new king, it's called heir to the throne. And when your queen is captured and your princess is becoming the new queen, it's called crowning the princess.
And so that's a big thing in King's Battlefield for those who are listening. And all this is new to them, so we're going to repeat some of this for them. Your king can be captured, and then the prince can be crowned king?
Yeah, he would become the new king. Because basically, mm-hmm. when the king is placed in with a conventional checkmate move, and your prince is still on the playing field, then the king is basically removed from the board, and you just swap it with the prince piece and then give your opponent the prince piece to represent the dead king.
And the same thing can take place with the princess piece?
Yeah, what happens is when your queen is captured, then your princess can be crowned the new queen. And like I said, there's one thinking option to that, and that is it must be you must ask for this swapping to take place prior to making a move or touching a piece, because I also have incorporated into the game touch a man, move a man rule. If you touch a piece, it's called intent to move. So therefore, it keeps you from touching a piece without fully thinking about what you're going to do before you actually touch a piece. Normally, in traditional chess, if you touch a piece and you make a move, you're allowed to move it back as long as you don't take your fingers off the piece. And once you take your fingers off the piece, then it will have to stay where it's at. However, in my game, touching it initiates the intent to move, so therefore you must move it if it's a legal move, so you don't have the option of playing around with the pieces, moving it here and there, and then deciding not to move it. Mine is more adherent to actually thinking before touching the piece.
No touching. That'll get you in a little bit of trouble there. that's a habit that I have, Carl. That's a habit that I certainly have. Yeah, no touching. That'll get you good. But, hey, it's all in the training. That's all. It's all
right,
in the training.
Right, the discipline, right.
That's what it is, discipline. Now, our caller number is 347-326-9477. If you'd like to speak to our guest, you will need to press 1 to come on the line. We have callers on the line, but I think they're just listening. Sometimes people have a fear of asking anything, but they're listening, and that's a good thing. And I want to thank you for joining us too.
Let's
talk about something else here. Now, you've set up a program which I am part of, but you're seeking distributors nationwide. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your program?
Yes, basically, if anyone wishes to become a distributor for the game, there's no additional distributor fees or anything involved like normally with a business. Basically, the only requirement is just to own a copy of the game and just making it known that you wish to become a distributor, and then I would plug you into distributor information or a network, and at that point you would be able to purchase the game at a wholesale price, or if you need any marketing material or use of logo for your own website to market the game, then I could provide a copy of the logo file so that you would have a clear copy of what like the ones that I'm using myself. And distributors will also would earn a commission for the game. The game is currently being manufactured in what's considered the tournament version, and that would retail right now. It's retailing at $99.95, and the commission offered on it is $30 per game sale. And if you introduce another distributor, any distributor that you're introduced to the company yourself, when they make a sale, they would still make $30, and you would get a $20 override.
That's a good deal. I really believe that this is going to take off. Tell me, let me ask you this. If someone was to order the package, tell me what they will receive. Now, you have, I know the board, but you have it. Tell me how it's packaged, Carl.
Okay, well, the game consists of a traditional vinyl roll-up format, just as you have with the tournament versions of the traditional chess. The boards are manufactured with the same quality and actually manufactured by one of the vendors that actually makes the vinyl roll-up boards for the Chess Federation and schools and clubs around the United States. and sort of manufactured under the same stringent quality. Like I said, it's from the same one of the same manufacturers. There's only like two or three known manufacturers that make those in the United States. And you also get your playing pieces, which are not in traditional black and white pieces. I use the multicolored pieces. There's four basic colors I use, which is blue, red, green, and yellow. So you have your primary playing pieces may be blue and red, and then they represent the prince and the princess. It would be the other two available colors, like yellow and green. It doesn't matter which side of the board the yellow or the green is on, if that's the colors of your prince and princess. It's just to differentiate between the two major colors of the playing pieces. You also get a color rule book. It's in color with the logo. It's a 8.5 by 11 spiral bound book. There's a pair of dice, which are used for two purposes. One is to decide who is to go first in the game, and then the actual game, in addition to the standard setup for the game, there's 10 total setup variations in the rule book. So if you want to have additional enjoyment and variation of the game, you just roll the dice, and if let's say you roll a 3, you set yours according to diagram 3. If your opponent rolls, say, a 9, they set their pieces up according to diagram 9, which now gives you a play of two different sides that's not symmetrical, and it gives you a different thinking process, because now you have to develop a different strategy for the way the pieces are set up at that point. So it gives you about 100 combinations of gameplay. In addition, like I said, to the other variant that's added in as a bonus, called Queen's Honor, which is play with the board set up a different direction, uses the same amount of pieces, the same rules, but just the objective is different. Like I said, to protect the queen instead of the king. And you also have a black velvet drawstring dice bag with the logo imprinted on it. I just completed upgrading to the tournament bags, which are black 600 denier polyester with the logo imprinted on it. And for the tournaments, when I get into the tournaments, then tournament registrants will also get a plastic membership card at that point. And I expect to try to have the first tournament in June of 2010. In the meantime, just attending other chess tournaments to help market the game also.
You've put a lot of work and energy into this, Mr. Erickson. You certainly, certainly have. And that's what it takes sometimes. I really believe that King's Battlefield is just going to fly. And I know you believe that too. No one will contribute that time and energy and, you know, to make this dream come true like you have, and I think that you're gonna reach the top with this. Tell our listeners how they can contact you, how they can obtain a game. They can contact me too. I'm a distributor. But tell them how they can contact you and about your website.
Okay, well, there is a social website for the game at a Ning social site. It's kingsbattlefield.ning.com. And yes, Ms. Sonia Perdue is also a distributor, and people already know how to reach you through your radio show. And they can contact me through the Ning site, or my number is 215-228-6437. And also, just to let them also know that in the future, I'm looking at manufacturing the game also in a cardboard version, for more penetration into like retail stores. And also about 2 weeks ago, I just had a phone meeting with a programmer, which will be hired to convert the board game version into a PC format, so that eventually it will be available on the DVD disc as a PC game also, where you can play against the computer or play against other players on the internet.
That's very exciting. Give them your phone number again, Carl.
Yes, that's 215-228-6437 Eastern Standard Time in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I also have a P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 4498, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140. Or, like I said, you can also be reached through the Ning website, kingsbattlefield.ning.com, or they can contact through yourself, Ms. Purdue, Sonia Purdue of Chicago. That's one of the distributors for the Northeast.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've also posted the website on our Blog Talk radio show page, and it's also posted at Chicago's Black Business Network.com. We're very excited about this, Carl, and we're going to help you distribute this this radio broadcast, because we want people to, you were very thorough in explaining the game, and we want people to hear about it and get the message out and pass this forward. We've got about 5 minutes left. I want to ask you another question. Let's talk about acting just for 1 second. You know, I did see 12 Monkeys. I finally saw 12 Monkeys. I saw you in there. I don't know. I saw you. But and 12 Monkeys is a good picture, too. I like that, too. So tell us what else you're doing. Take a couple of more minutes and tell us what else you're doing as far as the acting career.
Well, yes, I've been in the Screen Actors Guild since 1990, and up to this point I have worked on just a little over 50 films and two or three TV shows, mostly as non-principal background acting, and I do have one screen credit, which was with 12 Monkeys. It was under my former stage name, though, which is Herbert C. Halls, Jr. I changed it to Carl Erickson, which was my original birth name, in December of 2003, so now I work under that stage name. I don't have any credit under that name yet, but I do still work. In fact, I just recently worked on two or three films in the last couple months. Law Abiding Citizen with Jamie Foxx. I did a scene in the law library as an attorney. There's a new movie being filmed here from M. Night Shyamalan, who did a number of movies in the Philadelphia area, called The Last Airbender, based off the Avatar cartoon. And just recently, The Bounty, which is being filmed down in the Atlantic City area also, with Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler from the movie 300.
You're doing a lot there, Carl. We have one call on the line who has a question. I'm going to give him the last 2 minutes and let him ask the question, okay?
All right, thank you.
Caller on 9840, you're on the line. Caller on 9840, you're on the line. You have a question for Mr. Erickson? Hello? Do you have a question for Mr. Erickson?
And I just want to congratulate Mr. Erickson for his ingenuity in designing a game like that. I haven't played chess myself for so long, but I think from just hearing him explain the game and so forth, I think basically he's probably given that game a real good shot in the arm.
I thank you for that, and I would definitely be able to share more information with you. You can go to the kingsbattlefield.ning.com
mm-hmm.
site and register there, and you know, I don't get a chance to check my emails every day, but when I do see it, I will get an email letting me know that you have registered there, and I can therefore have some communication or be in touch with you. This definitely would bring interest to people that maybe have lost interest in traditional chess.
Mm-hmm.
It will revitalize your interest, and it's a game basically is one person that was introduced to the game basically commented that it's like a boredom-proof game because you're not playing the same game over and over and over. with the advent, like I said, of like it has a standard setup, but like I said, there's 100 combinations of playing the game.
Right.
And which is going to be quite interesting for that to be coming to a PC format. But I did explain everything to the programmer, and he's going to have his work cut out, but... Mm-hmm. He brings into all that play, it's going to be a very interesting PC.
I think basically the PC format, as far as my own availability of being able to try to find a chess partner, I think that, you know, that's one of the reasons why I haven't pursued playing standard chess.
Mm-hmm.
Is because it's so difficult to try to find somebody as a chess partner who has the same interests as yourself.
Right, right.
And by this going online, your plans on taking it online and so forth, where the person has to can have the option of being able to play against the computer and so forth, I think it's a brilliant idea. I just want to just congratulate you for your inventiveness and ingenuity in coming up with that, you know. I look forward to. I've already, in fact, I saw earlier. I got the email.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
who are we
on the line with? What's your name?
Pardon?
Did you want to tell us what your name was?
Yeah. My name is Boise. Boise Quinn.
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you out of? Are you from Chicago also? Or?
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
In fact, I'm. You know. I'm from Chicago, and.
Boise is a member of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. Boise,
okay.
We got one more minute on the show.
Okay, no, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just wanted to just get those couple of points across to Mr. Erickson.
Okay,
and
I look forward to seeing you at the site also. And if you don't mind, if it's okay, if I just get your number real fast, or either if you want to pass it through the email so it'll be more confidential, I just look forward to hearing from you at the site then.
Okay. All right. I'll certainly pass that forward to you in the email.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in contact with Boise. He is on Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com.
Thank you,
Carl. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to do this again, too. I made this show for 45 minutes because I just didn't know, you know, how much information it was, really, and there is, and we could do a little bit more. We're going to do it again, though, and we're going to do a bigger promotion. We're going to put this information out there so that people can know exactly what's going on with this, because I think this is a big deal. And, Carl, I really want to thank you for joining us, and let's talk again real soon. Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I will talk to you very soon.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. This is Sonia Perdue with Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com, and we look forward to speaking to you again next Monday at 10 p.m. Check our site, Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com, for upcoming events and information. Also, don't forget to go to kingsbattle.ning.com for further information. That was our guest, Carl Erickson. King's Battlefield. Thank you so much, Chicago Nation. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. As always, we certainly do appreciate you. Good night.